I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. San Francisco opens a drug stabilization center. Candidates for Marin County Supervisor take to a debate. Marin's school superintendent explains school funding as voters face new tax measures on the June 2nd ballot. And Marin supervisors consider boosting a microbusiness pilot program. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie opened a new stabilization center Monday. It's a place for people to sober up when arrested for public intoxication or open-air drug use. The Reset Center will allow law enforcement to bring people to a facility that's near the county jail but not in the jail. The two-year pilot program is located in the South of Market District, operated by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office and Connections Health Solutions. The center includes 25 recliner chairs, showers, and food. People are expected to stay for about 4 to 8 hours. The Department of Public Health will provide a nurse on site, as well as peer support specialists and social workers. Critics have raised legal concerns because the facility is not licensed as a detention center. There are 5 candidates running for Marin County District 5 supervisor. The current supervisor, Board President Eric Lucan, will be leaving office to run for the California State Assembly. On Thursday, candidates faced off in a debate hosted by the League of Women Voters. The candidates were asked how the county can balance fiscal responsibility with essential services amid population decline and an affordability crisis. Business owner Chris Carpinello suggested the reason people are leaving the state is because of overregulation and excessive spending, which would be his top priority. Novato resident Mark Hunter Lewis suggested Marin's infrastructure costs might be met through new special districts. Novato School Board President Magila Limera focused on existing policies and extended partnerships. She promised to work with the next insurance commissioner to prevent rate hikes in fire-vulnerable areas. Winemaker Andy Podchadley endorsed county support for early childhood education, but added there's a need to think about supporting families who wish to educate children at home. Chef and author Curtis Akins said low-interest bank loans should be more accessible so underserved communities can buy homes, start businesses, and build equity. Voters in 6 Marin County school districts are considering new tax measures in the June 2nd election. In a recent conversation, Marin County School Superintendent John Carroll said most California school districts operate using a basic level of state support, but most of Marin's 17 districts do not. The amount of basic state support is calculated every year using something called a local control funding formula. It factors in a district's property tax income and the number of students who qualify for federal aid programs like free and reduced-priced lunches. Once that entitlement amount is decided, the state compares it to each district's income. If their property taxes are higher than the entitlement amount, then their schools are funded locally. Higher property values mean more tax income, so those schools are usually better funded. If the district's property tax income is less than the state entitlement amount, then the state sends enough money to make up the difference. The parcel taxes that appear on several ballot measures bring in extra money over and above the entitlement amount. Carroll said both types of districts can place parcel tax measures on the ballot whether or not they get state support. Locally owned microbusinesses with a hyper-local customer base help to keep money in Marin County. They create local jobs and increase visitor spending. That's according to a county progress report on its micro-enterprise support program. The 2-year pilot has partnered with the Canal Alliance, the West Marin Fund, Marin City, and Novato to provide business advice to nearly 250 participants, many of them immigrants. More than 40 participants are already earning income through their own businesses. On Tuesday, supervisors will consider starting a microbusiness grant program. For more information, contact Marin County Office of Equity. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.